Shekinah Black is here. She is the coordinator. Is that your proper title?
Yes, Shekinah? That is correct.
Okay, a coordinator for the Peace and Justice Center. Welcome. Nice
Thank
to have you here.
Thank you so much, Pat. I appreciate it.
How long has the Peace and Justice Center been in operation?
For 35 years.
I was thinking it was decades.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing. But there's no march involved on Saturday,
no.
right?
No. It's really the word you said earlier, the celebration, because activists have few and far between things to celebrate.
Yeah.
And so we're all coming together to listen to some good music and look at what's coming up in the future, but really a time for people to get together and have fun.
Activists like to party too,
yes.
right?
And yeah. this is not just for activists. This is a family-friendly, free event. So that's really important. It's the whole community. And one thing I want to say is Sonoma County Peace and this Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County, people know it in being in Santa Rosa, but they don't really we're really for the whole county. So,
well, you're having your celebration in Cotati, so
truly,
that
yes.
that makes perfect sense. Cotati's always been sort of one of the hubs
yes.
of activism, hasn't it?
Yes, and the musical hub of Sonoma
oh,
County.
Oh, boy, that's for sure.
Right?
With it's more than accordions.
Yes, yes, and it's got the notes on the freeway right in Cotati, so the musical notes. So it's really important that we come together. It's La Plaza Park, which is a beautiful setting, and I was really glad to hear Daniel talking about the weather being sunny and warm this weekend, so there's shade in the park, which will be really nice.
Yeah, it's a great spot down there in Cotati.
True.
Tell us who's going to be performing.
We have four bands, so headlining will be Midnight Sun, and we have Funk and Roll, Dream Farmers, Hubbub Club, and two DJs, DJ Loisida and DJ Broken Record.
DJ Broken Record. That's my favorite new DJ name right there. That is really good. And so, you know, a lot of people sort of outside of the activist realm may look at the Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County and say, you know, those folks are too serious too often about too many things. How would you respond to that?
I can understand that. However, I think people need to know we're a resource center. We're a meeting center for people to come together, like-minded people. And one of the two of the things that we're dealing with now are we fiscally sponsor groups. So there's people dealing with homeless issues on the right on the forefront of it. So Homeless Action, bravo for all the work they're doing. And then people dealing with immigration rights,
yeah.
really, really important now. And also rent, I'm dealing with a lot of calls. People have never been evicted before. My landlord's raising my rent. I don't know what to do. So we're getting a lot more of that post-fire, you know.
Yeah, we hear a lot about that too. And it's this, you know, this horrifying conjunction of an existing problem that was really bad to begin with, you know, coupled by the situation with the fires. And it's not just that, you know, a person's particular home burned down. It's that in many cases, the landlord is moving back in that rental property or a thousand other reasons.
That's right.
But yeah, we see it across the board, and it doesn't really matter much about income level. People who are working full-time jobs or more
right.
Are in the same kind of housing situation. So what does the Peace and Justice Center have to do about issues like that?
Well, like I said, for the groups we fiscally sponsor, so we become like a hub for those groups to be able to get information out to their groups to have meetings at no or low cost, which is really important. And so we're just helping to facilitate as many issues as we can. The Peace and Justice Center, when it was started all those many years ago, was really around nuclear issues and nuclear disarmament, etc., which is still important, but not quite as in your face
yeah.
as it was once was back then.
So the so as the tide changes
right.
in certainly as it with regard to the environment or political circumstances, etc., it's not you're never going to be not busy, correct?
That is really
yeah.
true.
There's always going to be many things.
Right. And what part of our mission statement is nonviolence, that word. And so we want to look at things of how can we do things nonviolently. So whether it's facilitating a march or a protest and getting that information out to people is to come together in the streets sometimes, because that really is a powerful statement when people gather together.
Is there a core group of folks that are consistently involved with the center?
Yes.
I'm sure that, you know, sort of ebbs and flows depending on the circumstance or the subject matter.
Yes, yes, indeed. So I'm the center coordinator there, and then I report to a board of directors, and then on the auxiliary we have our advisory board. And then, once again, all those different groups that may have a meeting there. So definitely a core group. We do have a membership base also, so people just pay a very nominal fee annually to help support this nonprofit organization.
Yeah. And what are, aside from homelessness, what would you say are the other few hot button topics at this point in time?
Well, definitely the immigration rights, you know, and so we also help the group with rapid response. So if there is a scenario with ICE being in the community, then there is a basically a phone tree to get that word out to people as to how to help one another. Maybe, you know, everybody needs to help their neighbors. I think that's just out of the fires. We really learned how important that
yeah.
is. And that's what Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County is for, is to help one another. We're not a political entity, and people, I think I get that question a lot, but we are not politically affiliated at all, and we're not allowed to endorse candidates. We can endorse measures, but not candidates.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I did not know that about the Peace and Justice Center. So the celebration, and that's what it is, on Saturday in La Plaza Park in Cotati, and the time again is?
It's 12:30 to 6 p.m., and that is called the Concert in the Hub. So this is our third annual. And I just want to shout out to some folks where all the bands, DJs, are donating their time. And Prairie Sun Live is donating the sound equipment. City of Cotati, Cotati Chamber helped us out, and also Redwood Cafe is instrumental in helping. They give us a lot. Let me just put that out there. If people have seen these beautiful posters that were made, then Redwood Cafe actually sponsored the design and the paying for the printing of that.
So well, consider them acknowledged.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, very good. Shekinah, good to have you here with us this morning, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, Pat. I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
Happy to have you here. Shekinah Black, the coordinator for the Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County.